Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Today, we have Jackson Pinky Pinkowski, I think is the right way to say it. We're going to talk about top three advertising mistakes cleaning company owners make. More importantly, how to avoid them. Jackson, I believe, has spent millions of dollars on Facebook ads, much of which has been successful, only some of which has been not successful. And we see day in and day out the mistakes that people, guys, gals make that drive us nuts. And we wanted to share with you guys what those look like, what they feel like, and how to avoid them. So Jackson, let's dive in. Let's start with kind of the back end. What's the big frustrating things that you see our clients do that cost them money, that cost them time, kind of the big things that make things not work?
Yeah. So basically to start off with, I guess, number one thing that I see a lot of people do is just immediately start running ads, you know, immediately start saying, hey, I can put money behind this. I can hit that little blue button that says boost on Facebook and I'll just have everybody magically come to me now without taking the proper steps ahead of time to, you know, set that foundation, make sure their business is updated. People can find their information on Facebook, on Google, on LinkedIn, on Instagram, on any platforms that they're using. Because before you spend a dollar, you should make sure you have those set up. And those are critical aspects to make your advertising just more effective.
All right. So I don't know if this counts. And if I get a vote in, the big three mistakes, but I would definitely see one of the frustrations I see. You can tell me if this made the big three or not, Jackson, is setting expectations poorly. I think part of this has to do with all the advertisers, the marketers on Facebook, God bless them, you know, trying to get you to buy their services or their product. And they might have good products and good services. I'm not saying they don't, but they set, I think, intentionally or unintentionally, unrealistic expectations. So we kind of think like, I just need to be on Facebook, but we don't know what that means. And we just expect our entire funnel, the offer, the ad, the landing page, the follow-up page, the call to action, the sales process pack, it's all going to work right off the bat the first time that we do it, and all of our money will be profit. We just put a dollar in and $5 comes out. And then when that doesn't happen, we're devastated and say stupid things like Facebook doesn't work. Other than that, I have no strong feelings. What are your thoughts on that, buddy?
If that was the case, then I would probably be in an island in Bermuda right now, just enjoying the sun. If I could guarantee that would happen perfect every single time. But yeah, just like you said, it's setting those expectations. This could work, this might not, but regardless, I'm learning something out of it. I'm getting data out of it, and I'm going to be able to make, you know, smart and educated decisions going forward on my advertising, without getting frustrated and burying my head in the sand saying Facebook doesn't work, my audience isn't on Facebook, my business doesn't excel on Google or any other platforms for that matter. So you're spot on there.
And I would say there, so again, there's nuance. I think the thing that really drives me nuts is to go Facebook doesn't work is insane, and to say Facebook works equally well for all businesses and all times of the year with all offers is probably more insane than the first statement. So same with AdWords, direct mail. Like we always, it drives me nuts as a coach because people want to come in our paid program. We teach you guys exactly step by step how to grow a successful cleaning company that gives you time and money freedom. But we say stuff like, it's tough because what we want to do is teach people how to be marketers and how to create offers and hooks and stories and calls to action that are effective. Guess what? Once you learn that skill, Facebook works like a charm. So does direct mail. So does cold calling. So does whatever you want to do. But until you have that, Facebook ain't going to fix your crappy marketing. So what do you say to the guy or gals? Like, just tell me the secret sauce. Like, give me like the ad that'll work or the offer or just like the, you know, everyone's like the answer. And it's like, well, if we had that, if anyone had that, just like you said, first of all, they wouldn't be unfortunately retired on a Bermuda Island because they would sell it and then everyone have it and it would stop working. So how do you kind of transform the mindset of guys and gals that want that easy answer into a realistic, because just so you guys know, we spend, gosh, 30, 40 grand a month on Facebook, and we are very profitable with it. So I don't, what I'm not trying to do is be like, Facebook sucks, it doesn't work, don't fall for it, everyone's a shark. And that's not the truth. But it took us a long time to get that result, and we had to put a lot of money at risk and do a lot of stuff that worked to varying degrees. So set expectation. What's a good expectation for people in the cleaning company that want to use, we'll call Facebook, because I know right now we're going to talk about advertising is the goal of this whole live, but just for Facebook, what's a reasonable expectation in terms of time or money it would take to be like, yeah, I do put a dollar in and get a dollar 10 out, or dollar 20, or dollar 50?
Yeah. So like you said, there's no cookie cutter solution to any of this. And really, I like to set the expectation of 60 to 90 days to get an idea of what's going on. And, you know, even go to some agencies, they'll tell you 6 months to a year for certain things. And, of course, that might not be the thing you want to hear. And you might think, oh, I can do this quicker, or it can happen. There's, like you said, somebody's got to have that secret sauce. But in the grand scheme of things, there is no secret sauce. And having, no matter how good you think your ads may be, but if you don't have that messaging, if you don't have that approach, that hook, that offer, that funnel, all that stuff combining, playing into Facebook or advertising as a whole, it's going to struggle. And so changing that mindset to understand this, it's not going to work the first time, and it's going to be a learning process, kind of like riding a bike. You don't hop on the bike the first time and work perfectly as a kid. Takes practice, takes work, takes effort, and takes learning. And then eventually you get to the point where it's smooth sailing. But it's never going to be a perfect smooth sailing either. There are always ups and downs. And we at Grow My Cleaning Company, we have our ups and downs. We have good times, and then we have weeks that are rough. But it's kind of the nature of the business. And they're all, it's very important. Every time, good or bad, it's a learning experience. It's you collect data that is valuable on your efforts going forward.
So what I'm hearing, the top one mistake, and we'll get to the next two, is set expectations. And we've used Facebook as an example, but it works the same with everything, right? There are very few, if any, and Facebook's one of the better opportunities to kind of have stuff work right away. But just so you guys know, back in the old days, you'd write a direct mail piece that you might spend months putting together perfect and thousands of dollars to get it out. And then it could take months before you got one little iteration. With Facebook, the fact that you can pick your audience, get a message out in a day or two and get results. Maybe they're not the results that you want, but get feedback so you can kind of reiterate is huge. So big number one thing to change, number one mistake marketers make is they go to Facebook too soon, or they go to ad too soon. You know, they don't really know their market. They don't know what their client's pain is. They don't know what kind of offer is appealing to it. And as opposed to figuring that out, they're like, I'll just send out a postcard and that'll work. I'll just turn on a Facebook ad, that'll work. I'll just do Google AdWords, that'll work. Like, they think that somehow, and I think we want to believe, the marketers market this to us and we want to believe it, so we believe it. If we find the magic money mailer, yellow pages, I'm using old stuff just for fun, telemarketing or new stuff, Instagram messaging, Facebook, TikTok, you know, whatever. If I find the right platform, then I don't have to be a good marketer at all. I'll be fine. So the way to fix that is get your basics down and realize, once you understand that you need to what your client's pain is, how to articulate to them, and an offer that you can make that's absolutely irresistible to them. Once you get the hard work of marketing down, anything works. Facebook works. It all works. So that's mistake number one. Wrong expectations, putting the value in the media, not in your ability to market. The way to fix it, learn how to market. Find someone that knows what they're talking about and have them help you. All right, buddy, what's the second big mistake cleaning company owners make, and how can they avoid it?
I would say a second big, kind of playing off what you just said, is not listening to that feedback or taking that feedback from the best market source you could potentially have. I see oftentimes a lot of people go off of gut feelings or intuitions or, you know, past experiences without, you know, directly asking their customer base what's up or for their feedback, because there's going to be no better feedback than from your current customers, from lost bids. And there's nothing wrong with asking about that, like what that experience was like. And this goes for the front end hook, this goes for the offer, this goes for the funnel. And oftentimes people misattribute the audience not responding well to the offer and say the audience is wrong. Don't just give up on the offer too quickly. Don't take the time to distinguish exactly which phase of the problem is wrong. And a lot of that stems from that direct market feedback.
So what I'm hearing you say is the second biggest mistake, first is setting wrong expectations or putting all your hope in the media as opposed to the messaging, is flying by the seat of your pants on the messaging. I know what they want. I'm going to guess what they want. Here's what I want them to buy, right? And we think that they want, people want to buy what we're selling. They don't. They want to buy the way we want to buy, not the way we want to sell. So as opposed to using data, market research, information, we do stuff like, well, my wife's brother said that my website didn't look very good. So we, and his website looked better. So we did that. Well, guess what? Unless your wife's brother is one of your perfect prospects and has money he's going to give you, he didn't get a vote, right? So how do we do that? Because I know, especially emotionally, I don't know about you, but I feel like a lot of people, again, we go that emotion, right? Like that guy's, you know, and maybe our wife's brother's an engineer who makes 120 grand a year or something. So we figure like he must know what he's doing, but he doesn't know the first, second, or third thing about marketing. So how do we know what data to use and how to kind of go with the right data as opposed to our gut? Because as owners, we can't completely ignore our gut, but yeah, so how do we strike that balance?
Yeah, so I love gut feeling. I go with my gut a good bit too. But the balance, like you said, the emotion, I know it's easier said than done, but taking the emotion out of those questions, especially when you're talking to people, your current customers, it's always easier to talk to your current customers asking for feedback. But the real difficult thing, I think, is asking lost bids or bad phone calls or that kind of stuff, taking the emotion out of they're not the right fit and just tossing them aside, as opposed to learning from them why they weren't a good fit or what maybe turn them away from you, whether it be the offer, the hook, just the business size or something along those lines. And kind of sorting through that data, and you kind of have to, like you said, strike a balance between the two of knowing what's good for your business and going by your gut, but also just incorporating all the information that you have from people coming through your funnel, people coming through your ads, or people calling your business up. So it kind of does boil down to that mindset of taking the emotion out of it and realizing, you know, this is an opportunity for me to grow my business or you know, grow my cleaning company and understand what's going on without getting frustrated or upset at the person on the other side who's giving you that feedback.
That is such an excellent synopsis for all of you guys listening, you know, on the podcast or wherever you can, or YouTube where you can rewind it. I would go back and listen to that piece because it's really important. I don't know who said it first, but I heard it first from Tim Ferriss, said the quality of your life is dictated by the number of difficult conversations you're willing to have. And abso-frickin-lutely. And there are people that we don't do business with that literally aren't a fit, right? If they're not the right fit, well, then of course we're not going to ask them what they want because they don't get a vote. But we have to be diligent with ourselves and know what the truth is. And sometimes we don't ask because we don't want to hear, but that's about as smart as I don't want to go to the doctor because he's going to tell me I'm sick. Well, yeah, but then you can fix it, right? So if you're committed to your comfort zone, then do whatever you want to do and take the results that you get. If you're committed to growth, really asking those questions to your perfect prospects are ideal. And I you know, obviously we want to ask our customers because they know, like, and trust us, but guess what? Two things. One, it's going to be harder to get honest answers to why someone didn't buy because they did buy, right? So they can't tell you why they didn't buy, they did buy. Two, if you're doing a good job, you've already solved their pain, so they're not in pain anymore, right? I don't typically go to my customers that we have about their pain because they don't, if I've done my job right, and we do, they don't remember their pain. That's before. So I like going to, just like Jackson said, bids that we've lost and that we wanted, or customers that quit, and find out why they quit so we can fix it, and why they lost the bid so we can fix it. But our current customers, we want to go with them because it's emotionally fulfilling. But again, they don't know why they didn't buy from us because they did buy from us. And if you've done a good job solving their pain, they're not in touch with their pain because that's a long time ago. So that is so good. So again, just to recap, number one, setting expectations properly in good marketing fundamentals, not the magic TikTok or Snapchat's going to be it or whatever. And number two, going based off of data and what your customers or lost customers or prospects say, not what you feel or what you want. Or again, I want to sell, That's my, by the way, having coached thousands of owners, that's probably my biggest frustration. People trying to talk about what they want to talk about, not what the customers want to hear. I want to talk about how long we've been in business and how great we are and how smart we are and how good looking we are. We've got a better business. We won this award and we just hired this. Nobody gives two craps. Your customers came, I promise you, your customers are not coming to your website or your landing page or responding to an ad. Be like, I wonder what they're doing over there, right? They're coming because they want some sort of result. And if you talk about that result, you'll keep their attention. If you talk about you, you'll lose their attention. All right, buddy, what's the number three big mistake cleaning company owners make in advertising and how can they avoid it?
So number three, I guess I can caption this as like stand your ground. Because what I see happen a lot, and this happens especially because we talk about everything building up to this, having the expectations, using data, listening to that feedback, but truly standing your ground on your core values, your business, what you're willing to accept for business. Because a lot of advertisers, especially as you're advertising for your cleaning company, as it takes time to get more leads in, you might be questioning and accepting, kind of getting pushed over on like what type of square footage I'm going to take. If this house is really good, am I going to just take this client because I need a win from my Facebook ads? Am I going to take this client because I need a win for the business or any other type of advertising I'm doing? As opposed to, is this client really a fit for everything that we stand for? Are they a fit for my employees? Are they going to actually help me grow? Or is this just a way to, you know, prop myself up and feel good at this moment and kind of justify everything I've done in the past? And that's essentially not what you want to do, because you want to stand by what you've built, what your company stands for, what your company does, what your clients want to do, and just have that understanding that they are there and you are solving a pain point for them, and you don't need to back down. Because as soon as you start like saying, oh yeah, this guy really isn't fit, but we can take him, and that's just a slippery slope essentially. Before you know it, you're going to be filled with people all across the board, and maybe you have two that are actual fit, and then you're kind of struggling to actually grow and to understand how you can be effective and hopefully eventually get out of cleaning.
And honestly, that's the insidious part. And I love having Jackson on because he kind of sees from the front end of the client attraction side. And I spend more time coaching on the inside. So I hear this from a different perspective, but it's the exact same thing. It is lowering our standards because of fear, really. So that can be on the employee side. I know this guy, we call him crapplicants, or the dead-eyed shark applicant, shark-eyed applicants, crapplicants, that you just know is not a fit. But you like, if I don't hire this guy, or this guy didn't do it, I gotta clean tonight, right? And we, instead of spending the time and energy working on our hiring funnel, our employee attraction funnel, which is advertising, kids, right? We're actually asking for something far more valuable from employees. We're asking them for bits of their life effectively in exchange for money. They can always get more money, but that bit of their life that they give you will never come back. Hopefully I'm bumming you out. Jackson is a man who I trade bits of your life for money with. Jackson's like, wait a second, I'm getting screwed here. So I think sometimes we think advertising is for clients, and then we forget that it's the exact same concepts in employees. But what Jackson said works equally for you or against you, whether it comes to employees or customers. When you start making exceptions because the advertising you're doing isn't working, well, I'll just take this guy. And then the problem is, once you've got a culture on the employee side or the customer side of people, and what that looks like on customers is people that treat you poorly, they don't appreciate what the value you do, they don't have the money, they have the money, but they're not willing to give it to you because they don't value you and what you do. It's kind of all one nasty thing. Once you get that in, it's hard as an owner to kind of get that out of your psyche. So you start getting in the, I beg for money, and they throw me scraps and I dance like a monkey, right? And we start thinking once that's in our heads, F it. There's no advertising that work in the world for you. So that stand your ground, like Jackson started, I would say is perfect. And it works in all aspects of your business. You start making exceptions when it comes to client attraction, vendor attraction, employee attraction, because you're desperate. It's a cancer in your business. So long story short, it really goes back to the first big mistake. Learn the fundamentals of client attraction. An offer, understand their pain. The way you understand their pain is the number two thing Jackson said. Ask them and listen and actually do it. All right, I'm going to tell you guys what to do next, and then I'll let Jackson finish this out because he's the smarter, not as good looking clearly, but smarter guy on the call. Jackson's like debatable. So if you are going Yeah, this is where I'm at. That makes sense. I am feeling that and I'm frustrated. And you don't even have to say it out loud. If you know in your heart, you're like, yeah, I'm accepting crapplicants. I'm accepting the wrong people. And I feel like I can't raise prices when people don't pay. I can't stop service because I'm being held hostage by my employees or by my customers. It's really your lack of ability to communicate a message that's effective. If you're like, I'm enough, I can't live like this anymore, my business is going to work, I need to have systems and processes and build that skill set to be able to attract clients on demand, employees on demand, get them when you need them. That's what we do. The way we do it is exactly the way we teach you, is we give massive amounts of value first. Lots of people come to us for help and we accept the ones that we think are a good fit. So here's how you can get the next step of more value without even having to pay a nickel. Just really going, I'm committed. I need this. This is for me. If you go to growmycleaningcompany.com right now, we have put up the best, and I've been doing this for years. We've got over 600 episodes of podcasts and videos and all that out. The best of that condensed into one little 40-50 minute video or training on demand is available at growmycleaningcompany.com. It doesn't cost you anything. It's going to give you the five shifts that you need to make to have that. So if none of this works for you or all this is working for you, you're like, I've got all the clients I need, I don't settle, everything's great, not for you, don't worry about it. Feel free to go there and you can still join our Facebook group, subscribe to the podcast. There's a bunch of great stuff. But if you are going, yes, that's me, I'm taking the wrong people, I don't know what the message is, people aren't responding to my message, it's frustrating, I'm working so hard, am I getting it? Go to growmycleaningcompany.com, watch the on-demand training. It's on demand, watch it right now. It doesn't even cost you a nickel. But it has transformed many, 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 many lives. Jackson, I'm going to let you finish up with what I'm missing. Thoughts, comments, rude remarks. What you got, baby? Take us out.
Nothing. Yeah, go watch the video. I mean, I watch all of Mike's videos when I'm like cooking or sitting, you know, kind of relaxing. But it helps churn the mind, helps get the mind going, and helps really set that mindset. So that's my closing remark.
Beautiful.
Mike's fun to watch.
Sometimes. Ask my wife. Sometimes not so much. GrowMyCleaningCompany.com. Everything you need in terms of how to market, how to get employees, mindset to have, what you need to be, who you need to be a successful business owner. It has the time and money freedom. We've helped thousands and thousands of owners. All you got to bring is your commitment. That's the non-negotiable. If you are not all in committed to make this happen, not a blessed thing we can do for you. However, if you're like, I am committed, I've decided to get what I want, I'm all in, go to GrowMyCleaningCompany.com. It will be magic for you, my friend. Talk soon.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.